بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، وما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وشدوا حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver. Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered again the men in the masjid to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we may purify our hearts. Dhikrullah is the purifier of the heart. Now we have mentioned now several times different examples and anecdotes, malfuzat of our mashayikh, akabir. Last week we mentioned, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that this path of tazkiyah, purification of the heart, which we term as tasawuf, suluk, tazkiyah, it requires two important ingredients, and that is khulus and himmat, that one has to be sincere, one has to be dedicated, one has to be firm, he has to be genuine, that he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to have a pure, clean, sound heart, iqalbi saleem, as we term, or that is mentioned in the Quran. القلب النقي التقي, that which is clean, pure, pious, righteous. لا غل فيه ولا بغي ولا حسد, there is no jealousy in it, there is no malice, there is no oppression in it, there is no ill feelings. The heart is pure. So with this ikhlas, the person is genuine, he is sincere. He has to have himmat. He has to have the courage. A person can be sincere and he is genuine, he wants to reach a certain place. And there is no doubt that he is genuine, he wants to go from here to Johannesburg, for example. But he doesn't take the courage, he doesn't make the necessary preparation, the efforts. He just feels that it's a very long drive, it's a very far place to reach. And I'm afraid of so many things in the way, this may happen, that may happen. So he never reaches destination. On the other hand, a person can have the himmat and the courage, but he lacks sincerity. And therefore, these two ingredients are important for us who are the beginners in this field or on this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Illa mashallah. So we need to be sincere, dedicated, make up our minds, Ya Allah, I want to reach you. I want to become your beloved. I want to cleanse and purify my heart. And Ya Allah, I require that himmat, that courage. Ya Allah, you grant me that courage. When I'm going to be tempted by various type of temptations and haram and vice and sin and evil, then Ya Allah, you assist me. You give me the strength. You give me the courage, the himmat, to abstain from that sin that is inviting me, that is luring me. Ya Allah, I am weak, I am feeble, I am your slave, I am your servant. So these are the two important ingredients that we all require. If we have made up our mind, and now we are taking that himmat and courage, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and love for us, Allah paves the way towards Jannah. Allah makes the way easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes an obstruction between us and sins then. Allah brings a barrier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a barrier. In other words, Allah prevents us from then sinning. Even though a temptation may come, but Allah gives us that steadfastness, Allah gives us that courage, Allah gives us that himmat. Rasulullah has mentioned, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Oh Allah, give me, distribute for us such that amount of fear of yourself, of you, oh my Allah, may make us develop that amount of khashiyat that becomes a barrier in disobeying you. So Allah gives the person that khashiyat. And so the person is now strong against his nafs. He doesn't easily gives into the dictates of his nafs. He's now training his nafs. And he's molding his nafs. He's shaping his nafs. The nafs is going through the spiritual exercise, that spiritual training. And like our mashayikh have mentioned, that a person who is learning how to ride a horse. A beginner will sit on the horse, and of course he has great apprehensions, and he has some fear that perhaps, or he must be careful that he must not fall off the horse. The horse must not gallop at very high speed. He's holding onto the reins of the horse very firmly. He is not negligent of what's coming in front of him. He's aware of the direction in which the horse is moving. And in fact, he may even have a trainer who is holding the stirrup of the horse and guiding him. And that is what we require. We all are beginners, except those mashayikh and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are very careful. The person is cautious. He's sitting on the back of this horse. And he's going to be careful that this horse must not try any of its tricks. And immediately the horse lifts its leg up. This person is careful. And he puts into practice whatever he has learned. He's not ghafil. But as time goes by and he is training this horse, and he himself, he has mastered the art of riding a horse. And now he can travel very fast. And not only travel very fast on that horse, he can even do tricks himself. And perhaps he can even stand on the horse. But still he is wary. He is still cautious. Because this horse can still play some tricks. But then he's got a better control. Unlike in the beginning. The beginning requires great mujahada. Great amount of sacrifice. Great amount of effort on this nafs. So like this rider riding this horse, who is learning how to ride the horse, this is our condition, this is the nafs. And we have to train this nafs. We have to control the nafs. We have to know what are the tricks of the nafs. Where the nafs is pulling me towards haram. And we have to be firm and hold on to the reins of this nafs and pull it from going very, very fast. Pull it so that it does not go into some wrong direction. But as time goes, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sitting in the gatherings of the ulama, mashayikh, the pious people, reading the books of the scholars of the past, who were the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who drank from the cup of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who purified, or who underwent the process of purification and tazkiyah of the nafs, they remove from their heart the love of this dunya, the love of haram, anger, pride, jealousy, malice. They cleanse and polish this heart. They realize that this heart was the king of the body. Ala inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. This qalb, this piece of flesh that we have, this is the badsha, this is the king of the body. All other limbs of the body are following the instructions of this king. They are subordinates of the king. But if we are not the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not bother about purifying our nafs, we give into a very slight indication of some haram temptation, and we fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan, we become deceived and duped very easily. We are not sincere, we don't take that courage and that himmat. We are not concerned about purifying this heart of ours. Then we are doing injustice to ourselves, because the king of the body, the heart, we are changing its position, and we are now making shaitan the king, and the nafs is now going to follow the dictates and commands of shaitan. Or the heart is going to follow the dictates of shaitan. Instead of the heart being the king, now we're going to follow shaitan. And this is when we will become overcome by lust, overcome by greed, overcome by our carnal desires, overcome by our pride, our anger, our jealousy. And then it becomes very difficult for us to become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we don't find the contentment in our life. We don't find the peace in our life. We don't have the peace of mind. We don't enjoy our salat. We don't enjoy our ruku and sujood. We don't enjoy the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't enjoy the tilawat of the Qur'an. Istighfar and tawbah is very far-fetched. Durood Sharif, we hardly even remember. Slowly a person drifts away and away and away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart is then covered with stubborn stains. It becomes corroded. It becomes rusted. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. The person becomes very, very far away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. My respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters, we are going to facing great challenges, great temptations. And therefore, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with sincerity in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having that himmat and courage to refrain from sins, trying to our level best. We all are human beings, we are weak, but with these things, inshallah, we will be able to make tazkiyah of ourselves. And then we will enjoy obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would actually regret the days of ghaflat and negligence. Why did we waste our time in all evil pursuits? Why did we waste our time in haram pleasures? This love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so delicious. It is so sweet. It is so tasty. This marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is far more sweeter than all the other pleasures of this world. Every other pleasure comes to an end. That brings us only disgrace in this world. The pleasure of Allah brings us happiness, not only in the hereafter, of course, it's the ultimate success, but even in this world, Allah gives the person peace of mind, contentment. Allah gives him barakah. Allah gives him some inner peace and inner enjoyment that he cannot explain to others. The awliya of the past would address the Mughal emperors, and they would actually tell them that, oh emperors, if only you know what we have in our heart, the enjoyment and the lazzat that we are enjoying, you would actually fight us and you will try to snatch away this type of enjoyment that we have got in our hearts, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We are not looking at the next person. Look at our own selves. Each one of us knows how drenched we are in sins. Every single day we are casting lustful glances at haram. Our tongues we are uttering haram. Obscene language. Our minds, we have got filthy thoughts. Our heart. May Allah protect us. Allah is so loving. Allah is so kind. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the great polish of the heart. It washes away the sins. But of course, we have to become now conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. And not just Allah is watching us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of mercy. Allah is wadood, Allah loves us. And do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how a lover will do for his beloved. When Allah prohibits us from something, then stop and refrain from that action because it is your beloved that is asking you not to do those things. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Again, ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The azmat of Allah. The kibriya of Allah. The jalal of Allah. The love of Allah. The generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the ni'mat that Allah has given us. Allah is so beautiful. Allah's name is so beautiful. Allah's name, I'm just taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings about that itminan in the heart, satisfaction, the peace. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. We sing la ilaha, we are negating, making nafi of all the evils in our heart. Illallah is ithbat. Ithbat means we are filling our hearts with the greatness of Allah, tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا ilaha illallah. La 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 ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. ummatan and make us true dhakirin, shakirin. Allah protect the entire ummah from all type of calamities and evil, all the different challenges the ummah is going through. So many people have passed away recently, and especially Hazrat Murana Mumtaz al-Haq sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi. What a great alim he was. He would come frequently visit us at the madrasa. Extremely learned, wonderful person. He was made shaheed, he was shot just a few days ago. After he taught his sabak, imagine teaching Hadith Sharif, kitabs, finished the madrasa, he was going back home. On the way, he was attacked and he was killed. May Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, grant him the highest of stages in Jannat, give his wife, his children, his brother, his Mawlana Mansur al-Haq sahab, give all of them sabr al-jameel, inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله we are very weak يا الله Ya Allah, we are the weak servants of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify your hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided for us thousands and thousands of ni'mat and bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot even count and enumerate all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, you still continue to favor us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so ungrateful, my Allah. With the same eyes that you have given, my Allah, instead of looking at halal, my Allah, we use these eyes for haram, my Allah. Our hands, our tongues, our different limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we abuse these limbs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made zulam upon ourselves, my Allah. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Allah, therefore we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, we are begging you, my Allah, to forgive us every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we are feeling the regret and the remorse of committing those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have discarded those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you, Allah. Ya Allah, we make that firm resolution, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not go back to those sins, no matter how great those temptations may be, my Allah. Give us that himmat, give us that courage, my Allah, to refrain from all type of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and your muhabbat, your ishq, my Allah. And the ishq of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, he made so many sacrifices for his ummah. Ya Allah, today we have discarded his sunnah, my Allah. We have discarded his way of life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ignore his teachings, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us. We are asking you to put us onto Sirat al-Mustaqeem and give us steadfastness, my Allah. Protect us from every single sin, Ya Allah. Whatever sin we committed, major sins, minor sins, sins we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Forgive us all those sins, my Allah. Don't make us go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance become easy for us. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are pareshan, Ya Allah, remove our pareshani, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabi Kareem. Help the ummah, my Allah. Guide the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us in our country also, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the crime that is taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from different type of calamities, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages, my Allah. Give them, Ya Allah, give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut. Give us an easy maut, my Allah. Maut with Iman. Maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hawd, the kuthur, water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us, my Allah. Our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Our musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, those who are present here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's needs here, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen, idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir, wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يلا بس all of us with عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection your معرفة your قرب يلا protect us from the شر of the شرير from the fitna of the fitin from the حسر of the حاسدين from the ظلم of the ظالمين يلا give us إخلاص ما الله give us مقبولية ما الله يلا make our children become the coolness of our eyes ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.